This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A targeted shooting spree shatters East St. Louis, leaving five family members dead and two wounded across multiple crime scenes Sunday. The Illinois State Police and local law enforcement are actively investigating the targeted bloodshed. According to Fox 2, State Police Director Brendan Kelly detailed the expansive and multi-layered nature of the attacks.
At least seven members of the targeted family were shot at multiple locations in the East St. Louis area.
The swift investigation rapidly led authorities to Frank Holton State Park, where two teenage suspects, ages 15 and 16, were arrested. The Illinois State Police are currently seeking formal charges through the St. Clair County State's Attorney's Office. Investigators revealed a grim reality connecting the violence. One suspect is related to at least one victim. The carnage spanned three distinct locations. One victim was killed at North 39th Street and Summit Avenue, while three died at the Samuel Gompers housing development. Gunfire at Jones Park struck three more people, killing one. Speaking to Fox 2, Gompers resident Kavion Johnson expressed the profound neighborhood shock.
This feels like something that would happen on the first 48, not nowhere near, you know, right across from me.
Officials identified the deceased victims as Quentin Thompson, Devin May, Shania Thompson, Cherry May, and Patricia May. Director Kelly noted a clear factual picture is coming together with no widespread community threat. In a Fox 2 broadcast, Kelly forcefully emphasized the city's resilience.
It will not keep this city down. The progress we have made will not be lost as a result of this terrible, terrible acts of violence that have occurred in this community today.
East St. Louis City Councilman Courtney Hoffman reassured anxious residents that this was a targeted, isolated incident rather than a random mass shooting. More crime and justice news after this. In Minnesota, a Burnsville mother faces severe criminal charges for torturing her two-year-old son to retaliate against the child's father. The Dakota County Attorney's Office stated Burnsville police conducted an urgent welfare check June 4th after receiving photos of the child's extensive injuries. Responding officers discovered the toddler with forehead stitches and severe comprehensive bruising across his entire body. Neither parent provided a plausible explanation, and an examining pediatrician confirmed the severe abuse. Investigators uncovered 100,000 text messages between Karina Maria Burns and Colt Jonathan McNeese, both 27. The texts reveal Burns struck, shook, and threatened to kill the child whenever McNeese failed to reply to her text messages at work, even sending videos documenting the abuse. Those messages span back to as early as 2024, the first year of the boy's life, and as recent as May 27, 2026, just days before an anonymous child abuse report prompted the welfare check. Burns reportedly claimed to police she had never hurt her child, saying he never cried, and she'd play worship music to lull him back to sleep when he had nightmares. However, when officers informed Burns they found evidence of child abuse, she gagged and said she would never regain custody of the child again. Neighbors reported constant chaos behind the couple's door, ended with both parents behind bars and their child now in foster care. Authorities are happy to report the boy has sustained no new bruises since his removal from his parents' care. Burns is held on a $500,000 bond, facing child torture and assault charges, while McNeese faces child endangerment and remains behind bars on a $140,000 bond. The parents are expected back in court July 15th and August 5th, respectively. A double homicide in Alabama ended with a dangerous suspect captured in an attic crawl space after a tense four-hour standoff. On July 6th, University of Alabama senior Jasmine Alexis Bates and her coworker, Jose Felix Alvarez Dueñas, were found shot to death alongside a pet dog at a Tuscaloosa home where Alvarez Dueñas was house-sitting. According to police statements, the homeowner requested a welfare check when she could no longer get in contact with Alvarez Dueñas after spotting someone on her back porch via doorbell camera. Responding police found Alvarez Dueñas dead at the front door and Bates inside a bedroom closet. Police tracked 24-year-old DeKendrick Crawford to a relative's home in Northport. Crawford, who had an outstanding warrant for a May 2026 campus shooting near Coleman Coliseum after being fired, finally surrendered. Police say Crawford was known to the homeowner, Bates, and Alvarez Dueñas, though they have not revealed the nature of the relationship. Facing capital murder charges, online jail records confirm Crawford was officially denied bond. Meanwhile, heartbroken restaurant colleagues at Buffalo Phil's Wings are publicly mourning the unimaginable loss of Alvarez Dueñas, a proud, devoted single father to three beautiful children, and Bates, a beloved Chicago native with a bubbly personality who was on the very verge of college graduation this semester. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.